It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. Quarter number two, as advertised, talking Penn State Rutgers, looking ahead to the second to last game of the season for Penn State. 7-3 coming off that Wisconsin game. Rutgers, the last road trip of the season. Rutgers sitting at 1-9 overall, 0-7 in Big Ten play, 9 straight losses. Penn State starts the week as, what, 28-point favorite?
Yeah, that's about right.
And that sounds about right to me, given where these programs are and what's going on with Rutgers. Segment brought to you by TailgateWine.com. If you're looking for a unique gift idea for that Penn State fan in your life, you have to check out TailgateWine.com and the blue and white wine gift box. They also have some wine and barbecue packages there with sauces and rubs. Check it out at TailgateWine.com, where great wine meets great barbecue. And I think in this one, if we're going to stick with that theme, it's where good football meets bad football. Penn State Rutgers. Rutgers, you know, I don't know where they're going.
Do they?
You know, and you felt like last year was a step in the right direction that Chris Ash might turn. Whatever the corner, however you define the corner for Rutgers. I don't know whether that means turning the corner from a 2-10 team to maybe a 6-6 team. But now they've gone backwards. 1-9, 9 straight losses. Not competitive in a lot of their games. I wonder if Chris Ash survives the season. I wonder if he's back. He's now 7-27 in 3 seasons at Rutgers. Jim Harbaugh, by the way, after they lost to Michigan 42-7, didn't know Chris Ash's name. And Jim Harbaugh is a weird guy, but it's also pretty telling how Rutgers is viewed by the rest of the Big Ten.
Yeah, I assure you, James Franklin will not make that same mistake. But yeah, I don't know, man. Rutgers is just a walking train wreck, and that's why when they scored 17 points against Wisconsin, my ears perked up a little bit, because Penn State should have been able to, you know, handle this Wisconsin offense, or I'm sorry, this Wisconsin defense, which it did. Now Penn State goes down there. I don't know. I mean, there might be 10,000 people at this game. I don't even know if there'll be that many. It's a noon start. I know Penn State has a huge alumni base in New Jersey, and that they will come out in full force, but what optimism and what reason, if you are a Rutgers fan right now, do you have to attend a Rutgers football game? I can't think of any good reasons. I can think of a million things I'd rather do than attend a Rutgers football game. So I just don't, you know, it's going to be a very dull, I think, Big Ten kind of game here. I'm not sure what the weather report's going to be. It would be perfect if it was like snow. The last time we were in Piscataway, which was 2 years ago, I believe, there was thunder snow at the end of the game, which was fairly fascinating and made for a very cold walk across the field afterwards. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Rutgers just does not have much going for it. There's not one guy they can hang their hat on, as far as I'm concerned. They've had a couple guys like that in the past. Dustin, I don't know. Maybe you have a guy that you think is up to that caliber. I can't think of any.
Well, statistically, their running back Pacheco, who went for 142 yards against Michigan, an 80-yard touchdown run in the first quarter, that will be the guy that you circle and say, okay, if we don't let this guy shake loose, we're winning this game. I don't know much about the kid or how fluky that touchdown run was, or whether that was on Michigan, a blown assignment by Michigan or whatever. But there's just not much in the way of explosive athletes, and that's just the way that things have gone. You know, to recruit in the state of New Jersey, they just haven't been able to kind of establish a pitch to even have New Jersey kids consider staying in state. There was a time, you know, I'm looking back to the relationship between Penn State and Rutgers, and, you know, Rutgers – is 8-5 in James Franklin's first season. They lose to Penn State 13-10. It was one of those games that was bizarre and close, and they were fired up as an 8 p.m. start. You wondered, you know, Rutgers really wanted to cling to that as the start of a rivalry or something. But since then, both teams have gone in opposite directions. Clearly, you know, Penn State was at its weakest point when they played Rutgers then, and then in 2015. But since then, Kyle Flood has given way to Chris Ash, and there just hasn't been much of a contest here. And I thought it was funny. You look at you know, as you're watching Penn State, Wisconsin, and you hear that Jonathan Taylor was committed to Rutgers and decommitted and flipped to Wisconsin. Saquon Barkley committed to Rutgers, flipped to Penn State. Either one of these guys,
crowded backfield.
Either one of these guys, if they would have stuck with their commitment, could have changed to some extent the future of Rutgers program. But as it was, I think it's a testament to where Rutgers is viewed, where you're going to take that offer maybe, but there's a lot of better offers that can come along after the fact. I think it's one of those things as a kid with an offer sheet, you're not sure if more offers are going to come. So you commit to Rutgers, and then when a better one comes, you flip.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way it works. Yeah, so,
and that's why they are where they are, right? Really.
No, that's exactly right. I do think that you know, at this point, Rutgers. Yeah, you mentioned, is Chris Ash going to survive this season? I mean, or not survive the season, survive moving forward. I mean, you get into this weird thing when you're a program like Rutgers. Okay, so you fire Chris Ash. Well, who are you going to go get to replace him? That's going to be better than he is. And what happens when that guy proves to be the same sort of coach 2 years from now, and then you go 3 years from now, and then you go fire him and hire somebody else? I mean, I don't know. I just think that ultimately what Penn State has to do, you know, what Rutgers has to do is find a way to get its win like Penn State did. Now, granted, Penn State was and is in a much better place. They have more money, they have better facilities, they have history, they have tradition, they have all better players, obviously, all these things to sell that Rutgers doesn't. But you have to get a couple marquee wins if you're ever going to climb out of the Big Ten's basement. I don't know if Rutgers can. I mean, I was just looking at the report cards that came out of the Michigan-Rutgers game, and I mean, they didn't have any passing yards in the first half. How do you get recruits excited in this day and age, Dustin? You throw the ball, you score points. It's why Purdue, even though it's not great yet, is in the running for a lot of big-name players because they are capable of scoring points, being exciting, and guess what gets talked about on TV shows and written about on the internet? It's exciting offenses. Right now, the only thing exciting about Rutgers games is when they're over, and until they fix that, you know, it's not going to you know, get much better in Piscataway.
Listen, we've recorded so many radio shows and podcasts together. We've been doing this for, I don't know, what, 3 years and change? Years and change, I think. Maybe 4 years. I don't know. It all runs together. My point being, I don't think you've delivered a better line than the one you just delivered.
It's
right
true.
Now. The only thing exciting about Rutgers games is when they're over. I think it's true. Rutgers, you look down at what they do. They don't do anything well.
No.
Okay? They don't do anything well.
They give up points really well, and they fail to move the football really well.
Let me run down through their national ranks, all right? And I think this is what, out of 129 – I think, or 130 maybe, mm-hmm. 130 FBS teams, total offense.
It's weird because you look at the NCAA stats and there's 129, then you look at team rankings and there's 130. I'm not sure what team is not being counted.
Let's
by
split
the
difference, 129.5 FBS teams.
All right, cool.
Total offense, 127. Rushing offense, 107. Passing offense, 120. Pass efficiency, 129. Scoring offense, 129. Total defense, their stars there, 85. Rushing defense, 119. Passing defense, in terms of yards allowed, number 25. Pass efficiency defense, 75. Turnover margin, 127. Third down conversions allowed, gained, number 121. Third down conversions allowed, 121. Red zone offense, 117. You get the point here that Rutgers is beatable in every way imaginable. And the game flow, you know, you look at what they statistically, some of the things that they're better at was his pass defense. It's really just the fact you have so much success in the run game. Why do you need to throw the ball at all? It could be a Miles Sanders game in game flow. And I'm curious. Okay, let's just say Penn State is up 35-0 in the third quarter. Who's the running back that comes in and starts to get more work? Is it, you're going to see more Journey Brown than ever? Or are we going to see Ricky Slade climb out of either the trainer's room or the doghouse to get some more work there too? I think it's a game where, you know, you mentioned before, you're going to be hard pressed to fight the urge to play your backups too early. Maybe. I mean, we're assuming here, but you're going to see some guys you haven't seen much of play. And that's going to be the exciting part, I think, for Penn State fans, is to see some of these guys.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, the fact that Ricky Slade hasn't played that much lately. It's just really puzzling to me. I can't quite put my finger on that one for some reason. I'm not sure what he did or did not do wrong, but something clearly is up with him. So I don't know, Dustin. I guess we'll see, you know, moving forward where things shake out with him. But ultimately, this should be a game. And I don't even know. I'm looking at the clock here, realizing we're going to have to make a pick here in about a minute and a half. And I'm not really even sure what to make of this game. I mean, Rutgers is very terrible, but I could see Penn State kind of being slow, Dustin, out of the gate. And not disinterested, but man, I'll tell you what. A noon kick in Piscataway, New Jersey. Now, this is going to be a pretty nice day. It's almost going to be near 50, sunny skies. I mean, it's not going to be a Big Ten, brutal, windy, snowy mess. But I don't know. Rutgers can't move the ball. Penn State's defense has been looking up the last couple of weeks. Yeah. I think that this is a blowout from start to finish, though it may take Penn State a little bit to get rolling.
We'll get to the predictions. I just wonder, with all the things that have been happening with Rutgers and Maryland, there's been a series of embarrassments, a series of black eyes for both programs. And it's football and it's otherwise. You know, the controversies and that kind of thing. Obviously, DJ Durkin being the last thing, and certainly with Rutgers not winning a whole lot of football games since they joined. You knew the deal here. The Big Ten looking to get into the D.C. and New York City television markets for the sake of money.
I think they should give it back at this point.
I think everybody owes, every consumer of every Rutgers and Maryland football game, they owe money back to us. And so my question, I guess, is how much does or should the Big Ten regret making the choice to bring these two programs in? Is there regret considering they accomplished geographically what they wanted to accomplish?
I mean, if it's judged solely by money, no, there's no regrets because the money factor is there. That's exactly what they did this
you
for.
Say if. I mean, it is judged solely on money, is it
right.
not? I mean,
yeah, no, good point.
And do these two teams and the state of these two programs, does that impact the potential cash flow in the future? Look ahead 5 years. Does the fact that both these programs stink, does that change anything and affect the Big Ten's earning power? I think not.
No, I don't think so either. The only thing that'll change is the one that, I mean, look, at some point media rights fees are going to skyrocket to a point where they're capped and they come back down and that will make an impact. But other than that, no, I don't think that the fact that these two teams stink have anything to do with the Big Ten's future earnings.
All right, so prediction time. What do you got for the game?
I got it. Penn State 40, Rutgers 10. I think that the Lions go out, put some points up. I know it's a lot of points for an offense that just has not been moving the ball and scoring that well, but Penn State was a couple of plays away from turning field goals into touchdowns and blowing out Wisconsin. They get a big win on Saturday in Piscataway.
I wanted to resist projecting a lot of point score, but I'm gonna cave to that. I'm gonna say Penn State trips and falls over points. I got it at 56-10. I think they're going to score a lot of points. I think they're going to score points with their reserves. I think Ricky Slade or Journey Brown, whoever, is going to score some points. I think they cover the spread with ease in a game where Rutgers is going to throw in the towel. So we'll see. Moving on here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, Audrey Snyder from The Athletic will give us her Rutgers pick. Stick around.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports. In partnership with GoPSU RV, we are introducing the Keystone Sports Network RV. All the benefits of the GoPSU RV lot, along with great gift items like catered meal from 409 Barbecue, barbecue gift box, wine gift box, and of course, Labatt beer. Hear all about the KSN RV? Email me at info@ksnsports.net, or you could also reach out with the Contact Us button on your KSN app.